Chapter 1. Home. During the monsoon season, when torrential rain poured from the sky, parents would keep their children home from school. A small child could be caught in a sudden flood. Indeed, shallow streams which bubbled happily would become roaring torrents of water, able to snatch a child from sound footing and carry them miles. Gorshwe, having grown up in the Chittagong hill tracks, knew about flooding perils and was wary of the rains. His hilly surroundings were lush and full of life. In places where forest had been cleared, villagers would practice jom cultivation, which meant that they planted a number of crops side by side and harvested them at different times of the year. His parents farmed the land in this way, but also wished for Gyoshwe to attend a village school, which was not too far from his own village. So when Gyoshwe was less than 5, his mother gave him a school bag made out of soft fabric with a long strap and a U-shaped pouch. The strap was too long for small children to wear over their shoulder, as the pouch would then drag on the muddy floor. So children instead wore the bag with the soft fabric strap stretched across their forehead like a hairband. They would walk with the long strap extending back behind their shoulders and the pouch gently brushing the back of their legs with every step. When the rains came, Gyoshwe's little fabric bag would often get soaked. Yet his mother was very resourceful. She would save stray bits of plastic for just this purpose. Every morning his mother would carefully wrap Gyoshwe's school book in a tiny plastic bag, then she'd put it inside the cloth bag. There used to be times during the monsoon when Gyoshwe would arrive at school totally drenched, but when he opened his bag, his book would be dry and safe from damage. One day, on the way to school, Gyoshwe spotted a huge snake in his path. He was so scared that he ran all the way back home. After that, he did not want to walk alone or go back to school. Luckily, the villagers came up with a solution. They decided that all small children would walk together to school so they would never feel scared or lonely. From that point on, the children walked together. Gyoshwe recalls how he was walking with his friends. Not only was it fun, but it was safer during the monsoon season. If they needed to cross a stream that was more rapid than usual, the children would link their arms together. This way, if one friend slipped, the others would pull him up. It was as good as a bridge, and so much fun. Gyoshwe's early childhood is filled with these happy memories. The way he tells it, he was the less obedient son. Unlike his older brother, who would always check his mother's face for approval, Gyoshwe had his own agenda. He was naturally more curious and slightly more daring than his brother. Jumping down from his traditional bamboo home, Gyoshwe would be the first to chase his pets around or greet a visitor. His home, like all the village houses he knew, was built raised more than several feet from the ground. Hammocks hung inside, and a large mud stove sat in one corner. Underneath lived the family pets, many cats and several dogs. The chickens had their own little hut high off the ground, keeping them safe from the foxes which would prowl at night. One night, Gyoshwe woke suddenly with a sharp pinch to his elbow. This was his mother's special signal to come silently and immediately. There was trouble. Grabbing a little bag of sugar per his mother's orders, he quickly followed his family down the ladder and fled into the darkness. As they ran, they heard sudden shouts, screams, yells, and gunfire. Others were running like his family. He struggled to keep his footing, running down the slippery path. But finally, they were climbing again, up a neighboring hill. It seemed like a long time before they dared to pause and catch their breath. Perhaps they had run for 2 miles, maybe more. They were now standing close to a clearing. Breathing heavy, Gyoshwe peered across the valley. For the first time, he saw what had happened. There was his home, and all the other village homes engulfed by flames. Attackers from outside had destroyed everything he knew. Gyoshwe understood that there was no going back.